In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. There are a lot of things that we associate with Christmas. We associate music, traditions, but of course the one thing we tend to think about every year are gifts. Now one year, about 10 years ago, I got my dad a present, which was he needed a new lamp for the living room. But I couldn't find a box big enough for the lamp. So I decided I would just wrap the lamp. So I started with the base of the lamp, and I carefully wrapped the base of the lamp. Then the stem of the lamp, and I carefully wrapped the stem of the lamp, making sure to get each and every curve of that stem. Then I took the light bulb, and I wrapped the light bulb, and I screwed it into the socket. And then the cord I wrapped down the cord. And then the shade, and I placed it on top. And you know what's the craziest thing? Is he came into the living room that Christmas morning and said, "Hey, who got a lamp?" Without even opening it. Well, we think about Christmas gift giving as a natural part of this holiday. I mean, hey, remember the wise men came in another Gospel of Matthew, and they gave gifts, so that's what we do. The reality is Christmas gift giving is a pretty recent tradition in Christian history. In fact, Christmas was illegal in much of this country for a good part of our history. The Puritans outlawed the celebration of Christmas in 1659 in Massachusetts, because God forbid we do something fun. And believe it or not, the outlawing of the celebration of Christmas wasn't just something of the distant past. The last state repealed the outlawing of Christmas, which was Oklahoma in 1907. So gift-giving itself wasn't done then, and was never terribly popular until Queen Victoria began a tradition of giving a royal gift every year. And today, it's sort of ballooned and skyrocketed, and it's everywhere, starting with Thanksgiving weekend. And while we think sometimes the commercialization extended shopping season can be overwhelming, I mean, really, who doesn't need a wreath in August? But in some ways, Christmas really is about gifts. We know this story of Christmas. Even if we're vaguely familiar with it, we know about the story. We know of the census, the stable, the shepherds, and the angels. For those shepherds, can you imagine the spectacle of what they saw that night? Now, it is human nature to like to see a spectacle, right? That's why we all slow down on the highway when somebody's pulled over. But those shepherds really got a sight to see. The chorus of angels singing glory to God in the highest heaven, on earth, peace. I wonder what they thought. I wonder what they thought when they found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus in a stable. When they were looking for a king, I wonder if they were disappointed when they found a baby. I wonder if they were surprised that the Messiah was sleeping in a feeding trough, a manger. But unlike in the Gospel of Matthew, the Magi who we have in that Gospel, and Luke, these shepherds didn't bring any gifts, at least not that we know of. In fact, the shepherds were the ones who received a gift. The shepherds were the ones who got to be the first witnesses of something that changed the world. And this is very much God's way. It is so much God's way to first and foremost include the humble, the meek, and the poor. You think about this story. When you have the most powerful event up to that point in history, God did not first appear to rulers or the powerful or the privileged. And 30 years later, Jesus would say, "Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry. Blessed are you who weep." That is God's narrative. And even Mary, a chapter earlier in Luke, when she found out that she was expecting Jesus, she says that God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. And so it should be as no surprise that God first showed up to those who were tending their flocks by night. Because there is nothing more in God's character to privilege those who are marginalized. And the beginning of that gift started with the shepherds. There's another gift in this story that always strikes me every year that I hear it. That is the line that when the shepherds told Mary of what they saw, Luke's gospel says that Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Now that is an extraordinary gift, even for those who have had many blessings in their life, to be able to treasure something and ponder them in one's heart. It's an extraordinary thing. It's particularly extraordinary for an event that would have long been forgotten by history if this had been anybody else. You have to think, no one would have remembered a poor family going through hard times, except for maybe only those who would have known them and cared. If it had been anyone else, within a few years, this would long have been forgotten. But because this story is what it is, we too get to share in it. It's not only a gift of a mother, in this case Mary, who may have had some major doubts about what she had gotten herself into, the gift of reassurance, but it is also a gift to all of us who remember her and those words that she spoke. You know, Luke's gospel is sometimes thought of as Mary's gospel because of so many things talked about in Jesus' childhood. We think who else could have told the story but Mary herself? And so some scholars believe that Luke's source for much of the early part of his gospel was Jesus' own mother. That her account very well may be the gift that we are reading on those pages. The story is so full of gifts. This day is full of gifts. The prophet Isaiah spoke 700 years before the birth of Jesus, and he said, "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And we recall these words on this night as we remember the birth of our Savior, the Messiah, God incarnate. This is a God who did not shrink back and let us live alone, but a God who came to live among us, a God who came to live as one of us in every single way. And that God gave us a gift. And that gift was eternal life. And we remember on this Christmas the greatest gift that we all have been given. The gift we have been given in Christ Jesus. Amen.